Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We'd like to welcome you all this morning to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Miss Sharon, and we're happy to have all our listeners and our reporters with us. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, we have a lively group this morning, and we're happy to have everyone with us. I want to say, first of all, I'm glad to be part of your Saturday morning. We pray that all things are going well with you and your families. And as usual, I want to give a shout-out to the parents and to the grandparents that support the show. I recognize that the children are on the radio, but I also know that it's their parents that are helping them to be successful and do their jobs well on the radio show. So thanks, parents. Appreciate it. We're going to get started this morning. We have quite a few reports that we're going to do. This is the celebration of Black History Month. This has gone on in our country for many years, and I didn't want our children to miss out on being part of that celebration. We asked each of the children to select a character that they would like to do a short report on, and then they're going to tell us how they are like the person that they chose. We talk about history sometimes as if history is something that happened a long, long time ago. But the truth of the matter is that we are creating history every day. And sometimes we don't think about the fact that we might be making history. But I don't think the individuals that the children are going to report on today, I don't think that they really sat down and said to themselves, well, I think I'm going to do some Black history. I'm going to be in Black history. I think really what happened is they did something that they enjoyed. They did it with excellence, and they've been noted for it. Or some of them took a chance and stood up for things that they felt were right. And because they were able to stand up and have the courage to do the things that they needed to do, they've made a page for themselves in Black history. Sometimes we say Black history is this in America that is separate from American history, but Black history is American history. And the truth of the matter is there would be much less American history if there had been no Black history in America. So this is cause for celebration. But I also want our Junior Giants reporters and those of you listening to know that we're history makers. What you're doing today, if you do it with excellence, you're making history for yourself. And I don't want you to count that as a small thing. I believe that my reporters are probably some of the best children in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And those that are listening in Colorado and in New Jersey, you guys are the best. If I didn't feel like you were excellent children, you would not be on the show. That's why you're here. So glad to have you. So we're going to go on and get started this morning. And our first Junior Giant reporter this morning is going to be Mr. Simeon. And Simeon is a young man that enjoys learning, and that's something that I really celebrate about him. He's an excellent learner. Simeon, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. How was your week?
It was good.
It was good? School was good?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, tell me who you're reporting on this morning.
I'm reporting on William Edward Burghardt Du Bois.
Go right ahead.
Good morning. My name is Simeon Spinn, and I'm reporting to you about William Edward Burghardt Du Bois. Men, we shall have only as we make manhood of the object of the work of the schools, intelligence, broad sympathy, knowledge of the world that was and is of the relation of men to it. This is the curriculum of that higher education which must underlie true life. On this foundation, we may build bread winning, skilling skill of hand and quickness of brain. With never a fear, the child and the man mistake the means of living for the object of life. That was an excerpt from William Edward Bergart, The Boys. The Talented Tim. William Edward Bergart, The Boys, was born on February 23rd, 1868, in Western Massachusetts, and experienced a little rantrum as a child after graduating from Harvard, where he was the first African American to earn a doctorate. He became a professor of history, psychology, and economics at Atlanta University. He also was one of the co-founders of the NAACP.
Okay. Right, thank you, Simeon, for your report. Tell me, how are you like the character, the individual that you selected?
Like, how am I like him?
Yep.
I'm like him because he never gives up. Like
because
me.
What?
He never gives up like me. He never gave
up. Okay. So you never give up. So you are a young history. You have the potential to be a young history maker. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. And I had a dream about being the first person on Mars.
The first person on Mars. Okay, well, I like that. I like that you're a dreamer. Okay, so you keep doing what you do with excellence, and that's how you become a history maker. One day we're going to write a history book about junior giants, and you guys will be part of that history book. Thank you so much for your report. You did a good job.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to keep going on with our reports. I just want to reiterate that I want you to remember that you all are making history. It may not seem like a big thing to you, but somewhere other children were going to remember you. Once the show continues to go overseas, they're going to be saying, who are those children out of Atlanta, Georgia, that are on that radio show? And so I'm excited that you guys are making history, and I'm excited to be a part of it with you. We're going to go on to our next reporter, and we're going to go, and I think we're going to talk to, let's see, because they're all ready, just waiting to give their report. We're going to talk to Faith, I think, this morning. How are you doing this morning, Faith?
Good.
You're good? How was your week?
How was my week?
Uh-huh.
It was good.
It was good? What was good about it?
That it was over.
Because what?
That it was over.
Oh, it was good that it was over. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a break.
Oh, you had a week and you were just working up to come into your, what is this, the midwinter break?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, tell me, what who are you reporting on today?
I mean, I'm reporting on Garrett Augustus Morgan.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. Garrett Augustus Morgan is one of the most important African-American who invented something. He invented the stoplight and the gas mask and other inventions. He was the son of former slaves and was the seventh out of 11 children. In his child days, he spent most of his time working on the family farm. When he was 14, he left Kentucky and went to Cincinnati, Ohio, to find a better opportunity and a job. Instead, he started his own sewing and repair shop in 1907. He had 32 employees, and they all used his inventions. In 1920, he joined a newspaper business and was very successful. With that, he bought a car and noticed how unsafe the roads were. He was determined to make it better. On November 20th, 1923, he created the traffic signal.
Okay. So you were what was his name again?
Garrett Augustus Morgan.
Okay, can you imagine what it would be like had he not created his invention? So he created things that were really useful to our society now, even though that was a while back when he created it. Tell me, how are you like this man?
He likes to, like, make stuff safe for other people, and he's determined to not give up to make that thing safe.
Okay, I like that. So have you ever invented anything?
I made a picture frame out of a cardboard box.
Okay, that's creative. You never know what kind of things you can invent, okay? Sometimes you just have to pray and ask God, you know, to help you to come up with an idea. And sometimes it'll just happen for you. And so we did a good job on your report. Thank you for your report on Garrett Morgan. You all are doing a good job this morning. We have a brand new reporter this morning. I'm so happy to have her. She is, I don't know if she's nervous, but I want to tell her she doesn't have to be nervous. Just relax and do your very best. Her name is Miss Maya. How are you doing, Maya?
Good.
You're doing good. How's your day going so far?
Good.
It's going good. Oh, y'all have this word good down to a science. How was your school week?
Great.
It was great. Okay. All right. Well, tell me who you're going to report on this morning.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, that's a good one. That's current. She's current and historical. Go right ahead with your report.
Whitney Houston was an American recording artist, actress, producer, and model. She was born on August 9th, 1963, in Newark, New Jersey, and died on February 11th. 2012 in Los Angeles, California. At the age of 11, Houston began to follow in her mother's footsteps and started performing as a soloist in the junior gospel choir at the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark. Houston was one of the world's best-selling music artists, having sold over 170 million albums, singles, and votes worldwide.
Wow. Can you imagine that? 70 million?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot. So,
I said, I know.
Yes. Tell me how you're like Miss Houston.
She sings a lot. And when I grow up, I want to sing just like her.
Do you practice a lot?
She sings a lot. Yes.
Okay, do you practice your singing?
Yes.
Because you know if you're going to be a good singer, you have to practice a lot. I bet she practiced and practiced and practiced and then practiced some more. So if that's what you want to do, then you know you have to practice, right?
Right.
Right. Good job. Thank you for being with us for your first time. I hope this is not going to be the only time that you do this. You're more than welcome to keep coming back and being one of our junior giant reporters. Okay.
I'll come back.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yes, that's great. Once again, I want to thank the parents. I want to thank your mom and your grandmother. Your grandmother is one of our greatest supporters, so we appreciate that very much. Good job, Maya. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to keep on moving. You all are doing a wonderful job. We this is just a, I think this is just an outstanding way for you all to show your talent. We never know who's listening. We never know who's listening on the internet or over their phones, but we appreciate the fact that you called in. We appreciate the fact that our children are willing to do this work. It's not easy, but they're willing to do it, and they're doing a great job. And today we're celebrating Black history or African-American history with our children. I want to encourage the parents to, or the children that are listening, to go to our website. We do have a website. It is at wix.com/JuniorGiants_Giants_Speak_JGS. And you can take a look at our website and you can see some of the activities that we have done since our inception. Once again, I want to shout out to the parents and give you great thanks. I appreciate you so much. We're going to move on to our next reporter, and I think we're going to go to Miss Grace this morning. Grace, how are you? How are you this morning? I know that you have someone good to report on this morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. All right, you guys, y'all have this good down, really. It's a, you have it down. Okay, how are you? Can you give me another word besides good?
Exciting.
You're excited?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that. That's a little better. How was your week?
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Okay, tell me where you're going to do your report on this morning.
Maya Angelou.
Okay, she's one of my favorite people, really, my favorite people. Go right ahead.
Maya Angelou was born Marguerite Johnson on April 4th, 1928 in St. Louis, Missouri. After her parents' marriage ended, she and her brother Bailey, who gave her the name Maya, were sent to rural Sedance, Arkansas, to live with their grandmother, who owned a general store. She attended public schools in Arkansas and later California. While still in high school, she became the first ever African-American female streetcar conductor in San Francisco, California. Later, Angelou studied dance and drama and went on to a career in theater. She appeared in Porgy and Bess, which gave performances in 22 countries. She also acted in several plays on and off Broadway, including Cabaret for Freedom, which she wrote with Godfrey Cambridge. During the early 1960s, Angelou lived in Cairo, Egypt, where she was the associate editor of the Arab Observer. I Know Why the Caged Bird Things. In 1970, the first in a series of Angelou's autobiographical telling the story of her own life works was a huge success. Her next autobiographical work, which was The Gathered Together in My Name in 1974, Angelou's poetry with its short lyrics and jazzy rhythms is especially popular among young people. But her heavy use of short lines and her simple vocabulary had turned off several critics. She was also named Woman of the Year in Communications by Ladies Home Journal in 1976. Maya Angelou made Phenomenal Woman in 1995. Maya Angelou was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, gave by the president himself. That is Maya Angelou.
Excellent. That was absolutely excellent. Excellent. I know I might be biased because I love Maya Angelou. I just love her work. But you know, I also like it when I can learn something that I didn't know, and I thought I knew a lot about Maya Angelou. So you say that she was the first African-American streetcar conductor?
Well, she was still in high school, yes, ma'am.
Wow. That's something. She was in high school and she was a streetcar conductor. Okay. That was something that I didn't know. So excellent. I love it when I can learn something. And learning from children to me is just like an extra bonus. So you did a great job, Grace. Very good. Tell me how you like her.
I like her because she's into arts and the Broadway and dance and stuff.
Okay, so are you're into the arts?
Kind of.
Okay. What is it that you enjoy the most?
I think I would like the plays the most.
Okay. Okay. And you've been in a couple of plays, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you like about that?
I think it's fun because you can, like, be a different character and you get to know that character and how they
okay.
are, I guess.
Okay, I like that. You know you have some plays coming up real soon, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Good job. Okay, you did an excellent job on Miss Maya Angelou. Thank you so much. We're going to keep moving. And we're going to try out, let's go to Miss Ariel Mack. And she's going to do several things for us today. Ariel is our music director. And so, first of all, before we do the music, what I need you to do, Ariel, is I need you to first tell me who you're going to do your report on. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm going to report on Biggie and Danica.
Say that again.
Benjamin Banneker.
Benjamin Banneker? Okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good.
Tell me how you're doing. Tell me how you're doing.
I can't. Wait.
Okay, I can't hear you. What'd you say, Hunter Sharon?
I said, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very good, and I'm being good and right now. I'm not arguing with my sister and brothers anymore.
Okay. Well, go ahead with your report, and when you finish with your report, I want you to introduce our musical guest, all right?
Okay. Well, my report is on Benjamin Banneker. Benjamin Banneker was a person who loved his community. So, that's what they ate a lot. All these birds on a tobacco farm. That was his family business. And these are some of his contributions to what he did here. During the serving of the boundaries for the new District of Columbia. And then this is the striking clock. His family had no clock, so they did everything from sunrise to sunset. His grandmother taught him to read and write, but one day that a person let him borrow a clock so he could do everything time, and he was happy from that on. And this is ashes to ashes. Benjamin Banneker died in 1806, just a month before his birthday. At the moment, his body was being lowered into a grave during the burial service on his family's pot farm. His house he owned, and he included some of his stuff, during the burial service in his family. His house caught on fire, and all the stuff he owned, including some of his manuscript and amazing striking clocks, was destroyed. But his legacy lives on from today, even today, on what the stuff that he did during his time. And now we're going to have my interview with Brianna Hightower on her song, Be You. Hello?
Yes, I'm
Hello.
Here. I'm here.
Oh, hi, Brianna.
Hi, Ariel.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, how are you alike with singers in Black history today?
How am I like them?
Alike.
How are we alike? I think we're alike because we all stick to what we know as far as what we're knowing, what we're good at, as far as what we can deliver in a song. And even though we have a common ground as far as, you know, writing and music in general, we all skip over and learn all types of genres and have respect for music as a whole.
Okay. Well, what does your song mean during Black history?
I think this song, Be You, means to be yourself no matter what races you are, no matter where you come from. And that at the end of the day, we're all the human race, so we all have to be ourselves as different as we are.
Okay. Do you think you will ever make it into Black history when you grow up? Why or why not?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Do you think you will make it into Black history when you grow up? Why, well, you're grown up, or like when you get older, why or why not?
I think I can. I think writing music, there are a lot of things that haven't been done. I think I can make it in there. I could be the first Black female country singer. Who knows?
What does Black history mean to you?
I think Black history means honoring those before us that lived in a completely different time that we do today and allowed us to be as free and have the opportunities we have now. So we're honoring the struggle they went through and all the barriers they broke down.
That's really amazing. Well, that's all for now.
Okay, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to play Miss Brianna's song, Be You. Enjoy.
See as good.
That was beautiful. Just be you. Brianna, thank you so much for being on our show today. I really appreciate it.
No problem. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Tell me, what was your inspiration for that song?
My inspiration for that song was it came from growing up. I was always made fun of being a dark-skinned little girl. You know, I was always compared to being as black as the pavement and all this kind of stuff. And I found out when I got older, I still had some of those insecurities that I had to think. I was only keeping myself behind, not liking what other people didn't like about me, but I actually liked about myself. So I had to learn no one else could be me, and I had to be the best me that I could be. I get one life and one chance, and I have to live it to the fullest and do all that I am capable of doing, no matter what anybody else thinks.
Okay. So I was listening to the interview, and so you can definitely be part of Black history because music lives on for, I don't want to say forever, but close to forever. When you're the writer, that's just like a piece of you living on and on. So continue writing your music. I'm really excited about some of the stuff you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. That was Miss Brianna Hightower with BU, and we thank her so much for being our guest. I like having her on because she's a young woman making her mark in the world, and she's an encouragement to the junior giants. If you want to do something, you want to try something, don't just wish it. Don't just, well, I hope I can do this, or, man, I just want to. No, you've got to try. Try to do what it is that you dream about. Everybody should have a dream, something that they think they might want to do. I love Simeon has all kinds of dreams, and he has a dream about a hospital. And now this morning he was telling us that he dreamt about being the first man on Mars. So you never know what God has in store for you. But I want you to remember that you've always got to try and strive for excellence. In whatever you do, whenever you're excellent, you're making your own history. And so it's not necessarily that somebody from across the world is going to say, well, look at them. But you know within yourself that I'm doing the best job that I can do. That means you have the right to be proud of you, your family will be proud of you, and then God will be pleased with you. And so I just want to encourage you all to keep doing your best. Keep being the best that you can be. God has great things in store for you. I tell you all the time, you're great individuals, and you're great because you are created in the image of God, and God lives in you. And so he didn't create you to be mediocre children or to be less than anybody else. You're just as great as anyone else, and because you can acknowledge God in your life, that makes you even greater. So I want to just encourage you all to keep on doing the things that you're doing. And if you have a dream about doing something, if you want to be a singer like Maya, or if you want to be an artist, or if you want to be an inventor, it's possible. I don't want you to ever think that something is, you can never have it. There's just not anything that God can't help you do. And so I just want you to be encouraged, especially the young people. It's time to dream, young people. If you start now, you have a lifetime to perfect that God has put in your heart. All right, that's enough of my soapbox. We're going to move on with our reporters, and we're going to move on with Miss Danielle. Danielle, how are you this morning?
Good.
Give me another word. How are you this morning?
Fine.
You're fine. Okay. Well, tell me what you're doing your report on this morning.
Madam C.J. Walker.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. Madam C.J. Walker was born on December 23rd, 1867, in Delta, Louisiana, to Owen and Minervia Fredlove. She was one of six children. She had a sister, Lovina, and four brothers. Her parents and older siblings were slaves on Madison Pearson Plantation owned by Robert W. Burney. She was the first child in her family born into freedom after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. Her mother died possibly from chloria in 1872. Her father remarried and died shortly after. Madam C.J. Walker moved in with her older sister and brother-in-law, Willie Powell. At the age of 14, she married Moses McWilliams to escape Powell's abuse. 3 years later, her daughter, Leela McWilliams, was born. When Sarah was 20, her husband died. Leela was just 2 years old. Shortly afterwards, she moved to St. Louis, where three of her brothers, who were barbers, lived. She also joined St. Paul Church. Her second marriage to John Davis ended in 1903, married a third time in 1906 to newspaper advertising salesman Charles Joseph Walker. Madam C.J. Walker invented the hot comb and hair relaxers. And a lot of black hair care products. She was the first black female millionaire. Madam C.J. Walker was inducted into Junior Achievement U.S. Business Hall of Fame at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago in 1992. The National Women's Hall of Fame in Seneca Falls, New York, the National Cosmetology Hall of Fame, and the National Direct Sales Hall of Fame. On January 28, 1998, the USPS, as part of its Black Heritage Series, issued the Madam C.J. Walker commemorative stamp. On March 16, 2010, Congressman Charles Rangel introduced H.J. 81, Congressional House Joint Resolution honoring Madam C.J. Walker.
Okay. So, Madam C.J. Walker, you reported that she's known for the straightening comb, for the hot comb. And I don't know if you guys have ever had your hair straightened, but it's not really that fun. But she did a great job at that. She was the first female black millionaire. Tell me, Danielle, how are you like this lady?
I would like to invent something when I grow up.
Okay. And you're a very creative person, so that's highly possible that you could be able to invent something. I know that there's some things that I'd like to invent. I have them in my mind, and now I'm just trying to find a way to get them patented. And what that means is so that no one else can take my idea. So that was you did a good job with Madam C.J. Walker. How would you like, so you would like to invent something, that would be your way of being part of Black history, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for your report. Good job. We're going to keep moving on. I have a young lady on the line, Miss Ariana Mack. And Ariana, I just wanted to ask you a question. When you think about Black history, how do you want to contribute to Black history as you are growing up? You don't have to wait to be an adult to do Black history, but as you're growing up, how would you like to contribute to Black history?
Well, you know I like to sing a lot, right?
Say that again?
You know I like to sing a lot. Well, I always wanted to be a professional singer. And I always thought, if I tried this really, really hard, I would probably be one of the youngest singers.
Okay, I like that very much. I like that very much. Okay, so if you know that it's possible, that just like I told Maya, you have to practice, practice, practice. And I hope that's something that you really will explore, is practicing to be the singer that you want to be. Okay?
Hey. Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're going to move to Ariana Griggs. Ariana, are you there? I think I lost her. Okay, well, we're going to keep moving on. Jasmine, are you there? Okay, we're going to keep moving on with our Junior Giants and their tribute to Black history. I want to ask a question for all the Junior Giants, so think of the answer as we are, as we continue to go on. The question is, if you as a history maker could change the world, how would you change the world? And I want to open that up to all the Junior Giants. I just want you to think about it for a moment. If you could change the world, how would you change it? I think we'll start with, Ariel. Ariel, tell me, if you could change the world, how would you change it?
Well, first of all, it would be because we had a Black History program last Friday. And people were telling our teacher something that being really, really disrespectful about Black history. And that really, really made me mad because that's just rude because most of the stuff that's here today would not be here if it wasn't for the people back in the day that were treated unwell and stuff like that. But the people, I would change the education and how people learn and be like a safe environment, but if somebody really wants to be a bad influence in a learning environment, then I would take them out immediately because my teacher always tells me that when you're in school, you don't want to affect any other person's learning environment to affect on any stuff that they need to learn just because you don't need it, but they do need it, so you really don't need to affect what they're doing. And, like, because that's what some people are doing in school, in my school. They affect our environment, and the teacher has to stop in the middle of their teaching and teaching us to handle them. That's what I really don't like that because I want to learn, and they're just getting in the way of me learning.
Okay, I like that answer. Okay, I just want you all to know that, like I've said before, anything that you want to do, you can do. My expectation of you is extremely high, and it's high for all the Junior Giants, and it's high because I feel like you all can reach the expectations that I have of you. I'm not the only one in expectations of you. Your parents have expectations, and it's important that you think about what is expected of you and how to best reach those expectations, not in a way to pressure you, but in a way to let you know and let you see just how great that you can be. Okay? We're going to go back to one of our reporters. I think she got disconnected this morning, so we want to connect back with Ariana Griggs. Ariana, are you there?
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
Okay. I'm so happy to have you. I'm glad you made it back. Tell me, how was your week?
It was excellent.
Good job. It was excellent. And how is school going for you?
It's great.
Okay. Tell me who you're reporting on this morning.
Claudette Colvin.
Claudette Colvin. Okay, go right ahead with your report.
Hi, I'm Ariana Griggs, and I have your Black History Report for today. It is on Claudette Colvin. Claudette Colvin is a part of Black History because she made a big impact on the Montgomery bus boycott. March 2nd, 1955, she was the first person who was arrested for refusing to give up her seat on the bus. She kept hope that it was going, that the boycott was going to be a big success. Even though she got arrested for not giving up her seat to a white person, she was still a big part in Black history, and she is still here today.
Okay. She's still living?
Yes.
Wow. Now, I think that that's amazing. That was something, that's something that I learned because I think as most people, people think that Rosa Parks was the first black woman to be arrested on a bus. But that's not true, according to you.
No, she was the first person to be arrested.
Well, do you know why they didn't allow her to be noticed like they did Rosa Parks?
I think it was because a lot of people didn't know about her, and Rosa Parks was very famous.
Okay. Okay. So I appreciate your story because that taught everybody that's listening, or maybe some of you guys knew and I just am behind. But I appreciate that report because that was something that I didn't know. I always thought it was Rosa Parks. And so you taught us something new today, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So tell me how you're like her.
I think I have the same personality as her because she was willing to do something big, and I'm willing to do something big for the whole world to know
okay.
about it.
Okay. So do you want to do something that's going to help people or what?
Help people.
Okay. Okay, that's excellent. That's excellent for all of you guys. You all did a wonderful job this morning. There's this little book. Thank you, Ariana. You did a great job. There's this book. It's called The Prayer of Jabez. And I read it a long time ago, but I've been reading it a lot lately. And all of you who want to do something great with your lives, it's not anything that you have to be embarrassed about. You don't have to be embarrassed because you want to do something great with your life. God gave you life. He meant for you to do something great with it. And in this book, The Prayer of Jabez, this man talks to God, and he goes to God and he says, "Oh, God, bless me indeed." And what that means is that he wanted God to make his life great. He didn't want to just live life and be a mediocre person. He didn't want to just be like everybody else, because sometimes it's easy to be just like our friends, and then we're not unique. So it is important that we know that God wants us to do something great. And in this book, The Prayer of Jabez, he asked God, "Oh, God, bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, and keep your hand upon me, and keep me from evil." And those four things that he asked God, because he was so sincere in his heart, God granted him those things. And he came from not that great of a background. His mother named him Jabez, which really means sorrowful. And so he didn't really, the meaning of his name could have been the life that he lived. But he decided that regardless of where he came from, regardless of what was going on in his family, he decided that he wanted to be great. And he wanted to do something great for God. And when we want to do something great, we can't want to do it because people are going to know my name. No, you have to do it so that God can get the credit, so that God can, so that people can say, look at God in her. Look what God has done in her life. And so when you sit down or when you kneel down and pray, even on this week, I want you to talk to God about what it is that you can do. What is the gift? I really want you to ask God, God, what is the gift that you have for me, that you have given me, that I'm supposed to bless the world with? Everyone has a gift. Everybody's not a singer. Everybody's not a poet. Everybody's not a basketball player, but you may be. So until you ask God, you may not know. So I want you to take time this week and ask God to show you what your gift is, because the sooner you know what your gift is, the quicker you can start working on it. And every one of you, I promise, has a gift, something that you're supposed to do. It may be writing. It may be taking care of other people. It may be singing. It may be preaching. It may be being a public speaker or a great athlete. Who knows? But if you ask God, he will show you. And I really want you to understand that there's the word, they used to say the sky is the limit, but then I heard in a song by Molly, it says the sky is not the limit anymore because the sky is way, way too low. So that what that means is that whatever you can think of, God can do it, okay? So there's nothing too hard for God, and I just want to reiterate that. I keep going over that because I want you to understand that you can do whatever you set your mind to do. It will take work. It's going to take work. You're not going to just be able to wish it and hope it and, oh, man, I hope that happens. No, you can't do that. You have to do the work that goes along with doing something great. And I was asking a question before Ariana got back. My question was, how would you change the world? And so I want to really ask Maya. Maya's our new reporter. Maya, if you could change the world, tell me something that you would change about the world.
I would, like, when people are sick, I will help them.
Okay.
And when they, like, get a car accident, I would help them.
Okay. So what do you want to do when you're older?
I want to sing and help people.
Okay. All right, good job. Okay, Simeon, tell me if you could change the world, how would you change the world?
I would I will pick up the litter for and tell people not to litter.
Okay, I like that. That's a good thing. We need that all over the place. Okay, that's an excellent answer. And the reason that I'm asking you all this is because I need you to know a secret. Okay, here's a secret. You can do it. You can change your world. Start in the world where you live, and you can start changing it there, okay? I always envision children taking over the world, and I envision that because I think sometimes children might do a better job than grown-ups. So just a thought. Know that you can do it. Let me see what Faith has to say. Faith, tell me, how would you change the world?
I'll sound like a cure for every disease.
Oh, I love that. I love that. What would be the first disease you'd find a cure for?
The most deadly one.
Which is that?
I don't know. I think
maybe for cancer?
Yeah, I think it's cancer.
Yeah, I think that's a big one because that comes in a whole bunch of different forms. Okay, I like that answer. Okay, and it's possible. Somebody's going to find the cure for cancer. Why not you? Okay. Let's see, who do we have that hasn't? Ariana Mack, can you tell me how would you change the world?
I would change the world that one day, because I'm going to get sick and much. Now, because I'm
okay, I need you to speak into the phone. Take me off the speakerphone and speak into the phone.
You're not on speakerphone.
Okay, well, speak so I can hear you. How would you change the world?
I don't really know. Because sometimes
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Alright. I will change the world by can you come back to me?
I'll come back to you if I have time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Ariana Griggs, can you tell me how you would change the world?
I think I would change the world by... I would change the world by making the world a better place.
How would you do that?
I would encourage people to live their dreams and to be who they are.
Okay, I like that. What is your dream? Do you have a dream?
Well, I want to be a fashion designer.
Okay. Okay. So, do you sew yet?
No.
Okay, that might be one of the steps you have to learn, okay?
Okay.
I would love to have one of your outfits one of these days. Okay, let's go on. Before we come to the end of our show, we've been talking about celebrating Black history. And like I said, Black history isn't just Black history. It's American history, and it's actually world history. And the greatest history maker of all times was Jesus Christ. There is no greater history maker. But just like these children on the air, the junior giants, he started as a child. He did great things as a child and as a young person. If you look in the Bible, the people that made all the history, some of the greatest history, like David, and they were children. Mary, the mother of Jesus, she was a young person. And so they did things. Mary had no idea the impact that the child that she carried was going to make on the world. David had no idea just how great God was going to make him. And that's something that I want to remind our junior giants of. You have no idea how great you are. But with God, the Bible says you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. What that means is that he will help you every step of the way. All that you have to do is to talk to him and ask him to help you. That's what you have to do. And we are coming to the close of our show. I think we had a great show this morning. You did an excellent job. You all are the greatest children. Don't let anybody tell you any different. If they tell you, you say, Miss Sharon said, you're wrong. Okay, so I want you to understand that you need to believe in yourself and know that God is with you in everything that you do. We're going to go out of our show. Thank you all for your participation. We're going to go out of our show listening to our musical guest, Miss Brianna Hightower, in her song, Be You. Thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.
Hey.